Welcome to Nintendo Main, episode 10, our first episode of 2016.
Number 10.
Yeah, we're 10. We're in the double digits now. We made it. 2016.
Pretty awesome.
Big year of stuff. We've been out for a couple weeks for holiday stuff, but we are your hosts, myself, Trey Johnson, and
hey, it's me, Jeremy Mikowski.
Yeah, how's the winter treating you?
The winter has been back and forth. It's still not as cold as it's supposed to be, but it got kind of cold for a couple days there.
It was like 3 degrees for a minute there.
Yeah.
Like last...
Yeah, it got real
cold. Last Sunday it was real bad. Or this,
but
yeah.
Like right before that it was like flash floods and just rained really, really hard. And then a bunch of stuff froze like a couple days later.
Yeah. What have you been playing lately during the winter?
Still playing Xenoblade, of course.
Yeah.
But I bought a Final Fantasy VI for Game Boy Advance, so I started playing that.
Oh, you got that? How much did you get it for? Because I know those sell for like 50 still, I think.
I found it on eBay for 20.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a...
I don't know for sure that it's a legit copy.
Oh, you think it might be like a hacked one or something?
Well, it works great, but some things about it seem a little glitchy. Like when you save, the screen flashes blue for a second.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I didn't play the Game Boy Advance version of that game, so I don't know. I don't know what it's
right,
like.
So I need to do a little more research and see if that happened in the original version. But other than that, it looks pretty pristine. I found a video on YouTube that pointed to a few things that you should look for that might be off. The way the word Nintendo is written on the back is a little off.
Oh, to see.
I think what it's supposed to be.
To be able to tell whether it's legit or not.
Yeah, and so I took out all my Game Boy Advance games and I have like 11 or 12 of them. I set them all down and it's kind of funny because this one looks better than all those. That one, all the other ones look kind of janky a little bit, how they like crowd the right side of the circle that they're in or whatever. I don't know, it's hard to explain, you just have to look at it, but I think it might be a bootleg, but I got it for cheap and it works, so that's good.
Yeah, as long as the big problem with those ones that are like made is that it's like the save battery is what I've heard. It's like it might not last that long. I see. It's the only. I mean, if it works, it's fine. But yeah, that's the only caution I've heard from people about that. It's like to be careful because if they put a cheaper battery in there, it won't save for very long, and like all your stuff will wipe, and then you can't save. You know. I don't know. On my actual Final Fantasy III copy for Super Nintendo that I had, the battery save ran out, so I couldn't save on it anymore. So. It does actually happen. My Game Boy Advance, what was it? The second Fire Emblem Game Boy Advance game that came out, the Sacred Stones. My save battery went out on that too. But it's only happened to me a couple times. But as long as it works, it's fine. Like because I was looking to get like Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green, the Game Boy Advance games, the remakes of the first one, and. When I was looking on Amazon, people were saying like beware of fake copies because their save batteries will only work for like for so long and then it'll be worthless, you know, because you can't save any of your shit. So,
well, I think you get the same sort of thing though, just buying that old of a game.
Yeah,
most likely your battery's gonna have gone to shit anyway.
Sure, yeah, that's another thing. Like when I bought a. like, 1 year, I forget what it was for, like, for Christmas or birthday or something, but I bought Jess a couple Game Boy Advance games. I bought her, like, Mario and Luigi and Final Fantasy IV, and when I got those, I checked them when I got them to make sure that the save files were intact. I mean, as long as there's saves on there already, you know that it still works, but if it's blank, then you have to, you know, try it and then turn it off, turn it back on, and see if it works.
Well, my copy has been working well so far, so we'll see how it goes. If I can get through the whole game without it wiping out, then I see it as a success.
Yeah, I was really hoping that those games would end up being like a virtual console stuff. The Final Fantasy Game Boy Advance games, because I know and I saw in Japan that the re-release of Final Fantasy 1 and 2, the Game Boy Advance game, that's available on virtual console in Japan. So that's a good sign that maybe they'll do 4, 5, and 6 also.
Well, something kind of interesting, while we're on the subject of Final Fantasy 6 Advance, I had just gotten to the part where you... Sorry, spoiler alert. But
it's like 20 years old. When you go
into Narsh and you try to rescue Celes when you're locked, and you go in and you look at her in the room, in the original game, I remember her like getting beat by the guards. They like slap her around a little bit. Like,
yeah.
She's kind of tied up. Well, in the Game Boy Advance game, like she like reacts as though she's being hit, but they never like do the slap effect and show like the character slapping her.
Oh,
there's no violence at all, so you're kind of wondering why she's so tired and why she can't stand up when she's talking to Locke afterwards.
Oh,
well, I looked it up thinking, you know, it must have been a censorship thing with the United States, but it turns out it was actually because the Game Boy Advance, or I'm sorry, because the original Final Fantasy VI cartridge came out before the current ratings board that they have. Or the current at the time of Final Fantasy VI Advance.
Yeah.
They censored that part, like, in the Japanese version. So the censorship started there, and then when it was translated, brought over, you know, that version was also censored.
Oh, wow.
The original source was.
Well, that's crazy.
But, I mean, there's no reason to see her get slapped around, I guess.
But
that was supposed to be there because of how she reacts, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the story. I mean, it's that she's abused by the bad guys, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that it wasn't on there. But I haven't, like I said, I haven't played the Game Boy versions. I have, aside from the Final Fantasy IV, I played a little bit of that because I got that for Jess, but... But yeah, they were supposed to be like the definitive versions. But I looked for Final Fantasy VI at a used game store, and I think they were selling it for like $60. That was why I asked like how much you got it for. It was still the highest, you know, it was the one that was the most out of all three of them.
Well, it was mailed to me from France. I don't know if that means anything, but...
Well, it's obviously not. Was the Game Boy region locked? Do you remember? I don't think it was.
I don't think the Game Boy was.
I don't think Game Boy... I don't think any of the handhelds were region-locked. So, like, if it's a French release one, you can play it.
And it's all in English. There's not even a language option.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. But as long as it works, it's fine. You know? When I was in high school, I went to England. And I didn't know anything about region-locked stuff. But I bought Link's Awakening... in England, and it worked, thank you know, because the handhelds were region locked. But would have really sucked if I couldn't play it. If I bought it and I couldn't play it,
you know. Did you just kind of like buy it because you were stuck in England?
I just bought it because I was like, yeah, I was in England for like however many weeks, and I wanted something to play, and I bought it at the store. I was like, oh, I want to buy something here. I was like, oh, well, I'll buy Zelda while I'm here.
So. Which version was it, the DX or the original?
It was the original. It's the gray one. Just the regular. Because I think I had a Game Boy Pocket then. probably. I mean, it was in like, it was like the late 90s, so it would have been, mid-late 90s. So it would have been like the Pocket or the Color. I don't remember when the Color came out. But it was one of those. It wasn't the brick. I didn't bring the brick with me over there. It wasn't like the big giant, you know, gray one. But yeah, Final Fantasy was 94, so that one's like 22 years old. So
was it 94? I thought it was
95.
No, Chrono Trigger was 95. It had to have been 94. Right.
Was Chrono Trigger 95? I thought Chrono Trigger was... Did Chrono Trigger come out the same year as Super Mario 64? Or Super Mario... Not 64. Super Mario RPG. I thought that they did, but maybe they didn't.
No, I think...
Because in... Well, I remember them...
96. No, it came out in 95. I think. Wow. You're stumping me here.
On the release of Chrono Trigger?
The release of Mario RPG.
Well, RPG was 96. I know that. I remember for my birthday, I got, like, it was around my birthday, because it came out, like, a couple days before my birthday. And I was able to get one game for my birthday. It's like, you can have one Super Nintendo game. And I couldn't figure, and I was, like, torn between Chrono Trigger and Super Mario RPG. I ended up getting Super Mario RPG, but I wished I would have got Chrono Trigger, because it was way longer. But I thought they were... I thought they came out at the same year. I mean, they were advertising them at the same time. Do you remember those like machines at Toys R Us that they had where you like would push the button for the game and it would show you like a video of it? I don't know if you remember those or not. But yeah, for Super Nintendo, I remember they had like the Super Mario RPG and Chrono Trigger on there, and you hit the button and see whichever one. But I don't. But it may have been no. You know what? I don't know. I feel like maybe Chrono Trigger. It was 95?
Yeah, it was 95, I remember, because it was before I moved to where I went to high school. So it was the year before, and I lived in Danville when I played it the first time.
Yeah, it was 95. I must have played it later then.
Well, it came out, I think, holiday season of 95. So maybe, you know, maybe it was holiday season 96. Well, that was the year that 64 came out as well.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I thought I played it like, I don't know. There was one year I played it instead of going to whatever dance. It was like homecoming or prom or whatever. I couldn't get a date, so I rented Chrono Trigger and stayed home and played Chrono Trigger. And it was like, I don't know. I don't think any date would have been better than my Chrono Trigger date because of how good that game was.
No way.
But you know, but I thought it was later. I thought it was prom, but it might have been homecoming because I would have been too young for prom. But anyway, regardless, I used to rent games and play them on dance nights that I couldn't get dates for, and that one was awesome. So I remember that one in particular. But yeah, I guess it was the year before, and maybe they're still promoting it around the time of Super Mario RPG.
Well, I remember going to the store and looking at all the Super Nintendo games. This must have been 95 or 96. And I remember seeing Chrono Trigger, and it was expensive. It was like $70, and it came with a T-shirt and a strategy guide and all this other stuff. Which I'm sure if you get that edition now, it's worth a butt ton of money.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, I do remember seeing that game and being like, why does it have a T-shirt with it? Like, that didn't really make much sense to me at the time, which, you know, nowadays, that does make sense. But I think it came with may have been a strategy guide, or maybe it was just like a map. But it had other stuff, like extras. It was a special edition.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, like, well, that must be a fun game if it costs so much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I ended up borrowing it from a friend a few months later. So I didn't actually buy it until I was in high school. Sort of like renting it, but I borrowed it for free.
Yeah, I don't think I bought it till college. Like, I bought it from a rental place that was going out of business for like a couple bucks. And I remember there was a sticker over the cover of the game, so like you couldn't actually see it. Like, there was a sticker that said, like, it was like a white sticker that said Chrono Trigger and had like a barcode on it, you know? So it didn't have the actual artwork on it. But it worked great. But has there been much news lately? Really? I mean, there's not. It's still been rumors and stuff. I saw something saying that there were some leaked pictures of Twilight Princess showing like less of those little balls you have to collect, those dream whatever
right,
they're called.
I believe it was Famitsu magazine that published the screen captures of Twilight Princess, and it showed for Lanayru Province, which is the first province you get the Tears of Light.
Tears of Light, yeah, that's what they're called. They look like grapes. They look like white grapes, but the Tears of Light.
Right. So yeah, 12 instead of 16 in that region at least. So let's hope it's all three regions.
That's their is that their speed sail? Is shortening the Tears of Light levels? Because I'd be fine with that. Because those were kind of not that fun. Yeah.
As you may recall, that's my least favorite part of the game.
Oh sure, yeah. Yeah, no, I was replaying it for a while, and then I stopped once I heard about the HD version. I'm like, I'll just wait and play the HD one. But I was replaying the Wii one, and yeah, I was like going through that first Tears of Light part as the wolf, and I'm like, ugh, I don't know. this is terrible. But then after that, it gets better.
Did you see about the Amiibo rewards that were revealed?
Yeah, there's something about another dungeon, right?
Yep.
With the wolf. Yeah, they said the wolf amiibo may unlock another dungeon. And I saw a thing maybe saying like that you can get your hearts back with the other ones. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I didn't see that, but I saw that I think it was according to something listed by Amazon France. That you would unlock Twilight Cave, an extra dungeon. So who knows if that's the correct name for it or if that's been translated correctly.
Yeah, sure.
There is a new dungeon for sure, which is cool. And then there will be a hero mode available, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's hero. I figured there would. I mean, there's hero mode on the other one, so they carry that over. I also saw like. There was another thing that where Star Fox was showing up as a later release on some things. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I guess in some other countries it was listed for like summer. So the people are afraid that they're delayed it again. Instead of having their
maybe that it'll be spread out like across the territories of the lot.
Yeah, they may just release it later in Europe. I don't know. They do that. Like, they did that with Yoshi when Yoshi came out, like, way, like,
right.
like 3 months before they came out here in Europe.
Yeah, it was quite a while before it came out here.
Yeah.
I am pretty excited about, speaking of, like, releases in Europe and things that I was jealous about. Zero Mission, just kind of out of the blue, they decided to release Zero Mission on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Yeah, that's a game that you had been meaning to get, right, and haven't gotten yet.
I was actually looking on eBay, so I think it would have been two or three nights ago, whenever before I found out that it was going to be released. And I almost pulled the trigger buying a copy for, I think it was $35.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you can get it for $7. Seven, right, or is it eight?
Yeah, I'm glad I waited. I mean, I'd love to play it on the Source hardware, of course, but
yeah,
still, all the advantages of the Wii U and the cheaper price, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
no,
going to buy it. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, they're, I don't know, the virtual, I mean, I'm glad it's on there. I wonder who, like, runs the Virtual Console thing, or, like, how much control they have over that. Because it's weird, like, what, you know, what comes out in other countries and never comes out here. And I don't understand, like, why they don't ever do, like, why they don't ever try to do, like, package things or release stuff along the time. Like, I was hoping that maybe, like, Bowser's Side Story would come out, like, before Mario and Luigi Paper Jam on Virtual Console.
Right, something, you know, that kind of, like...
stuff that has to do with, like, what games are coming out, yeah. Which they never do that. Like, they never try to promote one game by releasing an old game, which never makes any sense to me. I don't know. Like, I figured that Xenoblade, that they would release the Wii Virtual Console one, which still isn't released, that was out in Europe.
Or still that, not released.
Yeah, or that they would do, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense. That they would do, like, some sort of build-up. Like, they could do, I mean, there's still, like... I mean, there's still two Mario role-playing games that they could release before Mario Paper Jam. They could have released Super Mario RPG, which is out in Europe, or Bowser's Side Story. They could have done either of those, and they still haven't done it. So I don't know.
Is that one on Virtual Console yet in Europe?
No, Bowser's Side Story isn't out anywhere, but it should be. I mean, all that's out right now that you can get on the Virtual Console is, like, Paper Mario, Mario and Luigi, and Partners in Time. You can get three of them. But, there's still...
Mario RPGs.
They could do Mario RPG and Bowser's Side Story. They could do both of those. So, I don't know. There's still one more week, I guess, before... it releases.
Right, but they don't have much time, so 122.
Yeah, that's next Friday.
It's next Friday.
Yeah. I've been playing Mario and Luigi Dream Team and Xenoblade recently. It's better trying to make it through the Dream Team game. Which is alright. I mean, it's A lot of people didn't like it because of all the tutorials on it, and there are, like, too many tutorials, and they tell you what to do way too much in the game.
Is that the last 3DS?
Yeah, that was the last Mario and Luigi. Well, it was the last one that was released.
I did play a demo for it, and it was full of tutorials. I do remember that, but it was a demo, so I thought that was okay.
Yeah. It was during the Year of Luigi. It was one of the Year of Luigi releases, because a lot of it's based inside of Luigi's head. Like, while you go inside his dream world while he's dreaming, which is pretty cool.
All his mustache and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I still recommend it. I think it's still good. It's just a little they could, you know, take back the tutorials a little bit. Because one thing that's really annoying on that I noticed while I was playing through it is when you're playing, like, a boss. And they show you how to do specific moves on the boss. Like, if you die and have to do the boss again, you have to go through those same tutorials again the second time. So if you die, like, multiple times, it's awful. Like, you can't skip any of that stuff. You know? It'll still show you how to do everything. And it's like, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah, when a game makes you, like, dread playing parts of it, that's a bad game, I think. Not a bad game. I guess that's bad design and those parts.
I just think it's bad design that it'll make you play how to do something multiple times. Like, if it already showed you how to do it, you should have the choice to skip it, you know, when you're going through it the second time, like, in case you die, you know.
But that might have something to do with how the game saves. It would have to create a small save file that you'd gone to the tutorial or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it does, like, well, when you start it again, it's like, oh, do you want me to tell you how to do these moves? And you say no. And then it still shows you how to do the moves after that, even when you say no. It'll still be like, oh, here's how you do this special move. It's like, yeah, I know. I've done it, like, 10 times. And there's no way to, like, you can't hit star, you can't skip it. It's, you have to go through all of it. It's just irritating, like, if you're stuck on a specific boss and you have to see that. You have to go through that thing over and over again. It's awful. But aside from that, if you get past that, it's pretty cool. I mean, I enjoy it. I like it. I mean, if it's I think I'm towards the end of it, It's like I've put like 40 some hours into it. I mean, I'd played it. It came out like a couple years ago, and I played it off and on and never like finished it. I got the I don't know, since we talked last, I got a scale and I got the pilot. I can fly now on the Xenoblade.
Oh, there you go.
That flight song is super awesome. I don't think we talked
I
about
love that
yet.
Flight song.
I think I like it because it's the only song that I haven't heard a million times yet on that game. You know.
Well, I've heard it a million times, like, and you're gonna have heard it a million times too.
Yeah, but but it doesn't bother me as much as the three songs of New LA, which I just hear so much that it's kind of just, you know, whatever. But it's pretty hilarious because it has more lyrics in it, and it's singing about seeing stuff while you're flying or whatever.
I really love that it's like, look over there, it's Goldmine.
It's Goldmine, yeah. It's Goldmine.
But it makes sense because, you know, there are mines everywhere, and I have gotten to the point in the game where I'm actually, like, trying to be strategic with my mines.
Yeah, doing a lot of mining. Oh, I've just been doing. I've been trying to make it to where I get more money, because those scales are very expensive to fix whenever they explode.
Yeah, so I really feel like you just kind of hit this sort of plateau once you get to a certain point in that game, but it's also kind of like it feels like you're not necessarily starting over again, but. Like, the game scales up as you go,
yeah.
You know, and it keeps getting more and more. So, like, now I'm at the point where, like, I'm actually looking up how to make certain things work and kind of taking my time with it, completing missions and exploring and stuff. Like, the game really kind of pushes you, like, towards this point where you can relax and explore, I think, for about 50 hours.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what I notice is, like, when you get the scale, like, bigger monsters that weren't a problem before, like, they notice you now that you're bigger, so you get attacked by bigger things, and it's not, and there's more of a consequence to it, because if you lose it, I mean, you get the scale insurance for however long, but I'm to the point where, you know, I don't have that anymore, and I have four scales. I just bought a fourth scale, but I still die constantly, you know, because those bigger ones that you accidentally get into a battle with, and then all of a sudden, like, you get, you know, you lose your scale, and one of my scales costs like $400,000 to you know, to bring back. So it's I've basically got to where I'm just leaving the game on. Like, whenever I go to sleep, I'll leave the game on so it'll generate money, like, while I'm not playing.
AFK, man.
So I'll wake up and
I do the same thing.
Yeah, so I'll wake up and there'll be like $300,000 on there. It's become like the only way to do it, because I got stuck on.
You sell your crystals too.
What?
You sell your crystals?
Yeah, I mean, I sell whatever valuable resources I have.
Yep.
And all of that. I wish you could sell your meranium. Like, I have so much of that. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out what you can buy using your reward tickets that sell that, but I couldn't find anything that really sold that much.
Yeah, I bought some, like, stuff that was, like, 500, I think, or 50, or I don't know. Something that was a couple hundred, I bought some of that and sold it. But, yeah, all of a sudden you need a lot of money. Are you like, level 50 yet? Have you found any of the level 50 skills? Because those are supposed to be, like, a million at least, or 2 million.
I'm almost to 50, I'm at level 48, and it's taking forever to, like, level up now, which is good, but the resource that I took for granted before is fuel.
Oh, yeah.
So you gotta start, like, managing your fuel now, and I'm, like, at that point in the game where, like, crap, if I want to grind, I gotta, like, manage my fuel.
Oh,
the weapons and that stuff.
Sure.
And so that's kind of what I'm going through right now, and I'm just kind of grinding to 50 and doing missions and stuff. I'm also kind of at some roadblocks with Affinity because I haven't paid attention to that at all.
Because you don't have the heart levels, yeah.
Right, so I'm trying to work on that a little bit too. So I don't know if I got to the final boss, but I got to some point where you can't turn around from, and I decided to just have fun with the game until I can beat that part, because it's really hard.
Yeah, I had some trouble with, like, Chapter 9. I thought that was rough.
Chapter 9 was real hard.
But I felt like it, like, ramped up all of a sudden. Because, like, it was pretty... I felt like I was pretty strong before that. Like, everything was... I was beating everything pretty easy. Like, within reason, you know? Not, like level 30s or 40s. But when I got to that one, I got smoked by the... by the cat people. And then it was when I had to raise all my money to get all my scales back to fight that final... the scale battle after that. But I thought that was pretty rough. But I hear it gets harder, like much harder from that.
So I definitely have been abusing the save right before big battles.
Yeah, so yeah. Well, you have to.
Your other characters won't ever use up their skill insurance. So make sure you get them, you know, high powered skills with insurance or whatever, they're good to go, and then you can always swap out for their skill if you don't want them to use it by registering it to yourself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All you have to do is just change the registry. But I like to name my skills after the people, so I remember who has what skill.
Oh really? I've just been naming them skill stuff. Like one's called Skellington, and there's Skelly, and. And there's Skelder and Skellion, or like the four of them. They're all names with Skell in it.
Well, I have like seven or eight of them now, so I have to like keep track of what I'm using for what. But yeah, I do. The Skell I want costs over $4 million.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those yet. It's still just the regular ones. But I'm still liking it. I have a feeling that, like, it's become one of those games that I play, like, every day, you know? And I have a feeling, like, whenever it's done, I'm going to be, like, sad. I'm going to be, like, miss it, you know? It feels like one of those...
I'll play it. I don't know if you're the same way. I'll just play it for, like, 20 or 30 minutes and just kind of, like, try to grind some missions or something, or, you know, just, like, grind and try to level up one level or something. But some days I'll, like... really put my nose into the grindstone and play it a few hours.
Yeah.
It's definitely the kind of game, you know, it's just deeper and deeper the more you realize like what it has to offer and what you can do with it.
Sure.
I'm still like discovering stuff, of course.
Yeah, I don't know, I have a hard time playing it a little bit. I feel like it's one of those games that when you play it, all of a sudden it's like 3 hours and you're like, oh, what happened? I didn't know it was that I've been playing this for 3 hours, because it can just, you know, it can just suck a lot of time away, and you don't really realize it.
But yeah, I really am kind of concerned what I'm going to do with my time after.
We got to go back to building levels, right? And
right.
Mario Maker. Yeah, they did. They released. IGN did their like Game of the Year stuff, and you know. Super Mario Maker got it on there. Like, Super Mario Maker got it on some other sites, too. Like, I know, like, Retronauts, their site said Super Mario Maker was Game of the Year also. So,
yeah.
You were more correct on that, I guess, than I was. I figured Splatoon would get more stuff, but it didn't really. It was mostly Super Mario Maker, which I understand, because it's one of those games that keeps on giving, you know. And I played it. Well, Splatoon has more than that. I mean, just because they've added more stuff to it, but there's no, like, it's not, like, infinite possibilities, like, with all the making your own stuff and all that. But I've returned to the game recently, like, went back to play some of the, some more of the levels and all that. And,
Have you used the bookmark website?
I just went back and did, like, the 100 Mario Challenge again. Just to see like what some of the new levels would be that show up, and I watched. There's this channel called Games Done Quick. Have you watched any of their stuff on YouTube? They like do like speed run stuff, But there's like there's a type of speedrun called a blind race where they do that, where basically two teams play through Super Mario Maker levels that they never played before. That they like actually make for it. It's pretty cool. Like I've seen some really insanely tough levels, but not like, you know, not like stupid tough. But yeah, there's one that I watched that was like an hour long, and it was super intense. It reminded me of the Nintendo World Champions stuff that they did with that, where they made the levels and nobody knew what they were, and then they raced to get through them, and there's like four of them. I think this one had eight total, but there's some really cool ideas in there. Like some like power-up stuff that I didn't know you could do. You know, like doing the spin jump to like jump off of like spiked enemies, and there's some other stuff in there too like that, but it's insane. Like the stuff that they made, and their levels were really cool. I don't think I could get through any of them, but, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, this is a game that keeps on giving.
There is I believe we were speaking a few episodes ago about there not being a shoot-em-up category, but I think there is now. There is one.
Yeah, there is.
It's either called shooter or shoot-em-up.
Yeah, there is one now. I looked at it and marked some stuff on it. There was one night where Jess and I were playing, and I just went through the bookmark, and it's real quick. Like, she was playing the game, and I was just bookmarking them on my phone. And you just go and hit a reset button on the game, and it'll refresh, and it'll add everything. But I did, like, I just did, like, look, because she likes, like, the haunted mansion type game, the Boo House haunted stuff, you know? So I just did a search on, oh, here, let's do all the ghost houses. And I went through that and played like the highest, whatever the highest ranked ones that looked the most interesting. And we found this one that has like 10 rooms, but like no bad guys. But it's just like these cool puzzle things, like how to get to the top of this tower. And that one was really cool. I've just found some really neat stuff on there through that.
Yeah, I played a level the other day that was just one screen. That they used, like, they compartmentalized on one screen the puzzle, and it still took a few minutes to solve it, or maybe not, you know. Once I knew what to do, it didn't take that long, but...
Sure.
You had to just do things in the right order to get through the whole level. It was pretty cool. They just used their resources really well in that small area. It made a fun, compelling level, so there's a lot of cool stuff on there. I saw today, I think it was on Reddit, I saw that someone did all the castles from Zelda 2.
Oh, really?
I want to see what that's like. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, there was one level that one of the Nintendo of America guys made that was inspired by that first castle in Zelda 2. I know that. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff added like that. Which is cool.
I think it'd be pretty fun to just have, like, several people sitting on the TV at once and just pass the bookmark around, choose the next level that, you know, maybe you choose the level the person before you plays, but then they get to choose the level you have to play. I don't know.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There could be some kind of game you could create with that.
Yeah, you can make a game with the bookmark, where everybody could be on their phone and doing, I don't know. Yeah, you could pass the phone, or you could have multiple phones on the same thing, adding bookmarks to it. But yeah, that's cool. So for the pipeline, I guess what's coming down the pipeline on here, it's like the newest game of this year is Mario & Luigi Paper Jam. Next week we talked about that. Do you have any interest in getting that, or are looking forward to that at all? What do you think your next purchase will be of this year? Star Fox or Pokemon or what?
I think I have my eyes on the... Right, there's two different things that I have my eyes on. Right, let's start with the cheap one, because the cheap one is most likely going to be the one that happens. On February 19th, they're going to release Bayonetta 2 as a standalone release.
Oh, for 30, right? Or 20.
Yeah.
Or 30, right?
For yeah. 30, I think, yeah. I think I'm going to buy that, because I haven't played it yet. That's a good price. But the other one is the second new Nintendo 3DS. Like, the not the XL, but the standard size.
The Pokemon one?
The Pokemon one. It comes with the blue and red pre-installed, and it's $200.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, I saw that and I kind of wanted it. But I want the yellow one, though. Like, I want Pokemon Yellow, you know? I mean, it's too bad they don't have a yellow one. But yeah, those blue and red ones look awesome. And they're
most likely that's how they'll, like, start the cover plate thing.
Yeah.
Because then they'll be like, well, here's yellow color plate you can buy separately. You have to buy the game separately if you get that edition.
Yeah.
It comes with two sets of plates, the blue and the red.
Oh, they... Yeah? They.
So you can change it up, like, depending on which game you're playing. If you want to, like, make the outside of your 3DS the same game, you can change the plates.
Oh, okay. But I thought, like, if you buy the Pokemon Red one, that comes with the red plates. And then if you buy the blue one, it comes with the blue plates, right? Like, it doesn't come with both plates, with both red and blue on both of them.
I was looking at it today, and I believe it comes with both games, with both sets of plates.
Oh, really? Because I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I thought it was just... I figured it was just the one.
So it's actually up for pre-order now, I think, on Best Buy.
Yeah, so it was up for pre-order, and I just kind of looked like, oh, that's cool, that's the... Because it's not the XL, it's the regular-sized one, right? Which they're, like, sort of sneaking in now. Because they did it... The only other one they had was the Happy Home Designer one.
Yeah, and I don't think they've released... Like, I don't think you've been able to buy the plates for it. I could be wrong, but I don't think you can.
I don't know if there's any plates
yet. You can buy them from other countries they fit, I believe.
Yeah, you can get them from Japan, and I'm sure they're the same. They'll fit the same way. But, yeah, I figured you might be looking into getting that one.
Yeah, I was pretty excited when I saw it, just because, I mean, I want the new Nintendo 3DS, and I want to buy those games anyway, so...
Yeah. It's just a shame there's not a yellow one, but maybe later there'll be a yellow one. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm behind the theory that they'll use it to introduce the faceplate changes.
Sure.
It's my own theory, though, because it forces you to have to buy yellow. If you want to play yellow, you have to. So then if you want to get the matching plates for the game, you have to buy those separate too.
Yeah. Oh, that's so that one and Bayonetta, they both come out on the same day. They're both on February 19th.
Yeah, so I'll have to make my choice based on how much money I have. Do you have anything you're looking forward to that you're planning on buying?
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to Mario and Luigi. I don't know if I'll get it when it comes out, but I've played all of those games. And I've enjoyed all of them for the most part. I didn't really care for the 3DS Sticker Star one that came out, because they kind of made everything a little too, like, little too complicated and a little too. They basically made the battles, like, not important, because they completely took out the whole level up system. So it made no reason to fight anybody ever in that game. There's no experience points, but for the most part, I enjoyed those. So I'll probably get Paper Jam at some point. I want to get the Pokemon game. I'm probably not gonna buy another 3DS anytime soon. My XL will be fine. It just if I had unlimited funds, I would try to get the Pokemon one also. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to, you know, the big ones, just Twilight Princess and Pokemon and Mario and Luigi and Star Fox, I guess, I think are the ones that I know of that are coming out in the next, like, 2 to 3 months.
So I did look up the new 3DS, and I'm looking on the Best Buy website.
No, yeah, you're right. It comes with both. All I looked at was the picture, and I just thought there'd be two of them, because there normally are, you know.
But I do think it's interesting that, at least me personally, most of what I'm looking forward to until Star Fox is an RPG. When is Twilight Princess? Is that April?
Twilight Princess is March, I think.
Oh, March, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty soon.
So it's like, yeah, so like February's Pokemon, January's Mario and Luigi, and then April's Star Fox, if that still comes out. Hopefully it still does. I don't know.
And Fire Emblem comes out next month as well.
Yeah, I think Fire Emblem's February. See, that's like, there's that, deluxe version of that one kind of looks like the way to go if you want to play a shitload of Fire Emblem. You know?
You want the full experience.
Yeah, I think we talked about that, where it's like, because there's three versions of the game, and you can basically get three of them for the price of two if you go for the deluxe. It's $80, but you get like all three of them in there, and I think that's the best.
The third version isn't out, like, initially, it comes out later.
I think that's the best version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to think about the game or what to do. I mean, it says, and on the GameStop website, it says that it comes with all three versions. The special edition. I think I don't know how. They must all release at the same time when they do. But you can buy, I guess you can buy dual packs for $60 also that have two on them. So it'd be kind of stupid to get one, I guess, because you can get one for $40 or two for $60 or three for $80. So you want to either get like two or three. But I don't know. I like Fire Emblem games, but I have yet to like finish one. I've like never fully beat a Fire Emblem game. Like I've played through half of most of them, but never made it all the way to the end. Or I make it all the way to the end and it's too hard and I get stuck there. I have like the last boss syndrome with it. I don't know how many you've played or if you've made it through any of them, but
I buy this game, I'm going to have to buy the first one on 3DS and play through that.
Oh yeah, Awakening is really good. Yeah, you should get that one for sure if you haven't played it.
And I don't think it's the kind of game where the internet's going to ruin it for me if I don't play it right away. So it's okay to wait to play this deluxe or mega edition.
Sure. You don't see a whole lot of spoilers for stuff like that. I bought Awakening around E3 time because I had it on sale. It was like 30% off, I think. So I bought it when it was finally cheaper. But I'm sure if you wait till this E3, it might be on sale again, because they've been doing those like flash sales where they put everything on sale that was featured at E3. So I bought like Mario and Luigi for cheap, and Star Fox for cheap, and Fire Emblem, because they were all stuff that they were showing at the time.
I think I'll probably wait until I get my new 3DS to really get into it. So I don't know if I'll buy Paper Jam right away. I might, though. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I mean, those games are fun. It all depends. I mean, it's still, yeah. It's still kind of early in the year. I don't know. But we'll see.
I don't feel like I'm being like robbed of games right now. I'm still very much caught up in the game I'm playing. So that's a nice place to be.
Yeah. Well, Xenoblade's going to last you for however long you let it last you, I guess. I wonder if those missions like ever end. I mean, I'm sure they end eventually. Are you still... Are you still in the same? I mean, I've been trying to like finish the missions that I have. Are you still in the same division on that, or have you tried switching around again?
I've changed divisions. I've lost count of how many times I've changed divisions.
I thought, I was wondering about, like, what if you switch, have you switched to, like, the division where you look for the white whale pieces? Because I feel like I've found most of them. And I was wondering if I switched there, will all my missions be done already? Because, you know, like, you go through some of the gathering missions and you already have the items. And you can just pick it and then it automatically unlocks. I wondered if it works like that, if it worked like that for the, like, for the ones that have to do with mining. Because I've mined like 90% of most of the continents that I've been to. Like once you get the flight one, you can go to everything. Except for I don't have the level 5 ones yet. But
you know, it's a pain in the ass to get level 5. Like, you think it's going to let you, but it won't. It, like, you have to level the other shit up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's a... I found it. It's like a mission. It's a mission called... was Off the Record. Have you found that?
I haven't.
Yeah, there's a mission called Off the Record that you take. And you have to have one... you have to have one at least at 4. And it's a bunch of different ones for that. But that's how you get level 5, is through the Off the Record one. And it's basically like...
Oh.
It's like a riddle. It's basically a riddle that tells you to go to some place. But there's no map indicator or anything like that. You have to figure it out. And there's like... tyrants that you fight when you find them wherever, but I haven't done it yet because from what it looked like the tyrant would probably kill me, but I found that level, the Off the Record one, but that's how you get the level 5s and whatnot.
It should just be
on the computer, on the like mission computer that you go to. It'll show up there at the top, then you just select it. Yeah. So that's how you get it. That's how you get it if you're looking to get it.
Wow, so I probably could have like not wasted my last couple of upgrades. Because it wouldn't let me take it to 5. The last 2 upgrades.
Yeah, we have to do that. Yeah, you have to do that mission to take it to 5. But
God damn it.
But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't finished it yet, but yeah. So whenever you're on there, you can see it. But yeah, I don't know. I wonder like how. I don't know. I just wonder how it works with the missions. Like, are you doing some of the mission, like the missions that you find that aren't on the board? Are those for other divisions? That are, I don't know. I guess I should try switching around the divisions and see what happens. I know one of them gives you like free. We'll give you tickets to fix your scales for free, like once a day. But I forget which division that is.
There's like perks. So one thing I noticed, and I'm just kind of starting to wrap my head around it, is that on your actual map, each hex, or many of the hexes, have like a certain division symbol in them.
Oh yeah.
So I think that when a mission is available, maybe you have to be that division to initiate that, because that's part of completing the map, is finishing the requirements of each hex.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, because it'll say that you did whatever mission, and then that'll add a percentage to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I found like pretty much all the ones that I can mine that aren't level 5, and it still says like, you know, 50-some%. So, yeah. So there's still plenty to do. Fly around on that. But yeah,
so yeah, it's kind of funny to think how far you've come in that game and how many hours you just ran around on foot trying to jump over rocks and climb mountains.
Yeah. Well, when I was running around, like, looking for stuff, I was just the whole time, I'm like, this will be a lot easier when I can fly, you know, to trying to find things. Because there was just so much stuff that it was hard to get to the next top part. But now there's, like,
you
still...
You tried to get a pro point that you realize it was above you and you couldn't get to it. You'd, like, have wasted a bunch of time.
Well, yeah, there's, like, whole giant island things that I haven't even seen that are, like, way up, you know. Way up above everything else that I didn't find until later, which is cool, like how much it opens up once you get all that stuff. But yeah,
I believe there's bad guys up there waiting for you.
Yeah. When you, if you end up getting that new 3DS, we end up getting the Xenoblade Chronicles, the first one.
I think so. I think I'll definitely want a game that's that benefits from that, or well, it's only available on that.
That's about all you have. Is that? I mean, I guess.
I mean, I don't need Binding of Isaac. I already have that on.
Yeah. It's. I mean, the only thing that really benefits from it, I guess, is anything that uses the nub, like anything that has camera control. Whatever.
Yeah, Chris Uprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's. But you can't use dual sticks on it. It basically gives you the option to move with the right one, and then aim with your left hand on the stylus. Which sucks.
Oh.
This is just, it basically gives you the left-handed mode. But, there's, I mean, yeah, they incorporated a little bit on some stuff, but not a whole lot. I mean, it would be like stuff like Monster Hunter, I guess. Or like Majora's Mask, you could use it on that, but.
For the most part, it's just like a better version of the console. And there's a couple of exclusives and.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't a
special edition that I want to upgrade with.
Yeah. I mean, I know you said you haven't played the 3DS much because of waiting on the upgrade, so then you can do that. Maybe GameStop will do a trade-in thing too, so you can get like half of it from your old one. So they were doing that with the other one where they did like 300. You could do like 300 credit or not 300. 100 credit for 3DS, so then you can only pay like half of it.
I think I might want to hold on to my 3DS though. I mean, I've sort of started collecting handheld consoles, so I might as well keep doing it.
Sure. You gotta save it for whenever the NX handheld comes out, or whatever that is. From what I heard, there was nothing at CES about that. People are still speculating all over the place about that machine.
Supposedly there may be rumors. There's always rumors. Yeah. Supposedly there may be an announcement about it before E3.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I saw that. It was a couple weeks ago. But, that's based on some stuff that analysts said.
Yeah, I'll still be real surprised if it comes out this year. I still don't feel like it will. I still feel like it'll be a 2017 thing, but. You never know.
They haven't really. They've addressed it, but as far as like because they've had to mention it to their investors or whatever, but they haven't really announced it as sort of something to be excited about. You know, Nintendo themselves, I don't really think have created much buzz directly about it to consumers.
Well, they don't want.
That's why
I don't think they want to take the attention away from what's out right now.
No, and I think there'd be a hype building phase before they release it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
Unless Nintendo is just that like intelligent about it, is entirely basing it on viral marketing, and then are just going to drop it all of a sudden. I don't know.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have plans for it. I don't know. We'll find out in the coming months. But in the meantime, it'll just be Xenoblade all over the place. But
More RPGs.
Yeah, which is fine. I like that. I'm fine with more RPG stuff. Is there anything else do you want to add before we sign off here?
Just one little interesting fact I read that. I guess the Shovel Knight amiibo, you can scan it while it's still in the package.
Oh, really? Cool. That's out now, right? Yeah. I haven't really looked for it, but supposedly you can find it.
But it's just, they designed it in such a way, or, you know, they packaged it in such a way that you can keep it in the package. So that's interesting. I don't know. I thought that was something to just mention as an aside.
Yeah, I don't know what it does either. Like what it does for the game. Do you know what it does? Oh, I think it's like some more challenges that you get.
Yeah, it just unlocks
from scanning
content,
it. Yeah. Did you, you got that, right? Shovel Knight?
I have it. I haven't got the... Is the update out yet?
Is the Amiibo out?
The Plague Knight expansion.
Oh, yeah. No, that's been out for a while.
Yeah, I haven't played that yet.
Yeah. It makes the game a lot different. Because you play as a character that controls completely different than Shovel Knight. I don't know. I really dug that game. I guess they're gonna add some more modes also to it. But yeah, check that out when you can.
Co-op mode action.
Yeah. All right then. I think that's our first one of the year there. You know, next week maybe we'll talk some more about Mario RPG or something. Depending on when we get to it. But, you know, happy 2016. Wrap it up here. Anything you want to say? Happy 2016.
Keep playing your RPGs, because that's what you're going to be doing for a bit.
Those are the,
happy 2016.
Those are the greatest games. I like those.
Yeah,
definitely. All right, well, we're out then.